Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The work I would like to present you today has been realized at Eldim. Eldim is a private company in Normandy, in France. We are specialists of optical system to measure this space. We have already presented some ways to characterize autostereoscopic displays and polarization-based 3D displays. Today, I am interested in shutter glass stereoscopic 3D displays. So the outline of my talk is there. After a very short introduction, I will introduce a quality control method using a video luminance meter to qualify this kind of displays. And then I will try to explain what we have measured, in fact, taking into account the temporal behavior of the display. And finally, I will show you some results on different commercial 3D TVs. So everybody knows how this kind of display works. I would just say some obvious things. The performance of this kind of system will depend on three things: the shutter glass temporal behavior and its transmittance, the response times of the display, and also the temporal synchronization between the two, the display and the glasses. Some part of this work has already been presented and published in the GSID journal. So in the present study, I would like to present to focus on the quality control method that we have introduced. And I will show you some results on commercial TVs. So the quality control that we propose is using a video luminance meter. So we make an image of the surface of the display. And we propose to use this kind of patterns, a pattern on a right eye view with different vertical bars, with different gray levels, homogeneous bars, and a left pattern with, on all of these bars, a succession of bars with the same gray levels. The idea is to check the effect of the gray level on the other eye, and also on the temporal synchronization because of the vertical bars. So we use our system that is called U-Master. It's a video luminance meter, colorimeter. And we measure the display with these patterns across the glasses provided with the display. We decide to measure the right glass filter across the right glass filter. So one example is there on a monitor, a 3D monitor. We have put this kind of pattern. On left eye, the series of bands. And on right eye, the five bands with five gray levels. And we obtain this on our measurement. So we see, the vertical, it's a luminance scale. We see the vertical bar with the different luminance that correspond to the different gray levels. But we see also the different small bars. If the system is perfect, we should see something homogeneous on each bar. So this kind of additional bars is coming from the crosstalk that we have seen in the previous talks. So we have, in addition, the effect of the inhomogeneity of the display, because the emission of the display is not perfectly homogeneous. So to remove this part of the measure that we are not interested in, we make a second luminance measure with the same pattern on the two eyes. We get this kind of data. So we have two measurements, very rapid, two luminance measurements with two patterns. And what we have decided to do is to make this kind of computation. I decided to calculate the gray level relative variation and not the crosstalk. I decided to calculate this because it's simpler, as you will see, and it's easier to understand what happens at the end. So when I make this calculation on the two previous images, I get this kind of data. So the scale there, you see the variation is quite big, in fact. You have a variation plus 150%, and here it's minus 50%. So big variations. And you see that we have a very big variation, both versus gray level and versus the vertical. If we check the bar where the level on both sides is the same, we should have zero, so we can verify it's zero. If we check the horizontal variation, we check, in fact, the influence of the gray level on the other eye. And if we check the variation along a vertical, along one bar, we check the influence of the temporal delay between the glass and the display, the frame display. So if we calculate this kind of quantity, to summarize the data, I decide to calculate two parameters, the relative gray level variation at center of the display, along the vertical, the horizontal, and the standard deviation of the gray level variation along the vertical. The first parameter is more dependent on the crosstalk and the versus the gray level variations. The second parameter is more dependent on the synchronization effect between the display and the glasses. So we get this kind of data for this display. So how to understand this kind of gray level variation? You have seen it's very big variations, more than 100% in some conditions. So what we have done to try to understand is to measure the temporal behavior. So we have measured the temporal behavior of the shutter glass alone with a reference lamp, then the temporal behavior of the display alone for each gray level transition, and then we have made a simulation. So we use this kind of system, LDS system, to measure the temporal behavior. It's a very simple system with a PM tube and a rapid electronic. So the first kind of result is for the shutter alone. So we measure this kind of temporal behavior versus time. The shutter is closed, so we have a small transmittance, not zero, you see, not zero. And then it is opening, and we have another transmittance. And here we can have details on the response time of the shutter. The ratio here is about 1,000, so it's quite big, but not really sufficient to avoid some parasitic light for low levels, as you will see after. Then we get the display alone without the glasses, and we measure in a standard way, the response time. So it's an example of the measure signal obtained for one gray level transition, 127 in the middle of the range. So you have the different behavior for the different other levels. We get this kind of variation. Here we have the summary of the different response time that we get for the different gray level transition. So it's quite a good display, of course. It's very rapid, but you still have some response time around 3 milliseconds, which is not so good, in fact, when you want to make a 3D display. And you see also some variation, overdrive and underdrive application inside the display. So the level change, it's a way to improve the temporal response of the display. It depends on the manufacturer of the display, these kind of things. When we have the two kinds of data, the temporal behavior of the display and the temporal behavior of the glasses, we can make very easily a computation. We calculate the light that each eye will see, depending on only on one parameter, a time delay that we call delta. If we have a shutter that is open there, you see that we have this kind of signal. If it is open there, of course, we have more. It's very easy to understand. So the variation of level comes from the response time of the display that is not perfect, and also from the transmittance of the shutter. For example, here is not zero. So we can have some parasitic light that appears here due to the fact that the transmittance of the shutter is not zero. So we have calculated the intensity that should be seen with the left and right eye of the observer. For the different gray level transition, we have this kind of table. We decide to calculate for a temporal delay of 4.2 milliseconds. We'll see why after. And then we take a luminance spectrophotometer, standard spectrophotometer. We put it in front of the display, about around the display center, and then we measure the same things. We measure exactly the same table to compare and to check that our model is quite correct. You can see that the model is correct. So after, we come back to what we have measured with the luminance meter, our relative gray level variation on the display surface. We can, for example, check the variation for the gray level, the middle gray level, 127. We have this kind of variation along vertical of the display. So we have this kind of variation. And then we can compute exactly in the same way using now the temporal characteristic of the display that we have measured completely independently. For this gray level, we obtain this kind of shape. So you see, we understand well what you have done. We can have a direct equivalence between the vertical position on the display and the temporal synchronization, the time delay that we have introduced in the simulation. So now I come to some comparison on different commercial 3D TVs. So here is directly the result that we get at the end, the relative gray level variation. We have two plasma TV and four LCD TV. The color scale is the same for everybody. So it's the same scale than previously. So you can compare directly the color and say, oh, this display is better than the other, or worse. So you see immediately that we have really a big difference between the plasma display on the top and the LCD display on the bottom. The plasma display, we have very low effect of the synchronization. It is due to the very high, very good response time of the plasma and the quite good quality of the phosphor, probably. We have, nevertheless, some parasitic light there, some parasitic light for low levels, but on this plasma display, it's much higher than on this one. For the LCD, it's completely different. You see that we have sometimes very big vertical variation, so it means that there is really a problem of synchronization. The response time of the LCD is perhaps not so good, and also the relative variation at the center are very big compared to plasma displays. So to summarize this kind of data, we calculate what I have said previously, the relative gray level variation at the display center for each TV. You see you have this kind of thing. So as we have said, for plasma, you have really problems for low levels, and after, not really problem for high gray levels. For LCD, it's really a mess. You see, some LCD are quite good. For example, this one, not so bad. This one is really very, you see very big variations. For the standard deviation, so the standard deviation is quite, is more related to the problem of synchronization and the response time of the displays. You see that for a plasma display, it's quite good. We have still some variation, but for LCD, you can have very big variations. For example, this LCD, you have really some problems with the synchronization. So we can summarize all this stuff in a table that is there. We have different things there. For example, for plasma, of course, the life is not so good, especially for the luminance level that we have with this kind of plasma displays. I forget to say that we measure this kind of commercial TV with the standard parameters. So we select the standard parameter in the TV and we measure it. Of course, with the plasma display, you can increase the backlight. And if we increase this backlight, you will increase the luminance. But with the standard parameter that most of the customers use, it is very low compared to LCD. It is due partly to the fact that when you put the glasses, you cut almost 50% due to the polarization of the glasses. But the stability is quite good. And the relative gray level variation are quite small. For LCD, the problem of some LCD is really the stability and the synchronization, so the response time of the display. But it's just one part of the characteristic of this kind of display. So my conclusion is there. We have made full temporal analysis of time sequential stereoscopic 3D display. We characterize the shutter glass independently of the display. And then it's easy to model what will be seen by the observer when we have this. And we deduce, in fact, a quality control method using a video luminance meter. This method is very rapid because you just make two measurements. And in 10 seconds, you have the characteristic of the display. And we apply this method to different commercial TVs. The last thing to say is that FNAC is the leader for the commercialization of TV in France. This company has a laboratory that makes some technical comparison every 6 months, and they will make this kind of 3D assessment very soon. Thank you very for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. Bernhard. So, any questions or comments? Please.
Thank you for the interesting talk. I'm curious about the time delay delta here. Because time delay is always constant for the television company, because they have set up the time delay. So I don't know why you want to change the time delay to test the gray label.
To change what?
Just to shift the time delay. And you measure the luminance, right? You calculate the luminance.
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't know why the time delay here is so critical. You know, because time delay is a constant for maybe Samsung or some television company. And they have set the value, you know.
Why are you measuring time?
What's the objective to move the time delay?
You have a time delay, depending on where you watch on the TV, on the top or on the bottom. The delay between the glasses and the display is different. So you get some parasitic effect different in the center, in the top, in the bottom, every time, except if the display is perfect in terms of temporal response, like it is for a plasma. You have seen, for a plasma display, it's there is quasi no vertical variation. For LCD, there is big variations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, how about one more question?
Raise your hand.
No? Oh, please.
Thanks for your talk. I was just wondering if you could quickly summarize which of the groups of displays had the better or worst crosstalk, the LCDs or the PDPs?
The best crosstalk is clearly for the PDPs, of course. No problem with this. The problem for PDPs is really the luminance level that you get when you put the glasses, and it's really a problem for the customer, I think. But it's not surprising.
Okay, thank you.